this student in my introductory physics course, Sean Hickson, after we were having some discussion in class about ramps and things rolling, came to me with this problem that he'd been considering for his honors thesis project, which was trying to explain how the Easter Islanders got these giant stone hats on top of those giant statues. When we met in my office, I didn't even know that some of these giant statues had these hats on them. He was trying to figure out how they might have gotten them up there. All evidence pointed to the hats being placed on top of the statues after the statues were placed upright. So we were trying to figure out how that might have been. The hats are cylindrical, and so some people had thought, you know, there's all kinds of conjectures of how they might have done this. The simplest way might have been a ramp. But this was kind of discounted early on because people said, well, to be able to roll these stone hats, which can be several metric tons, I mean, they're very, very heavy. They're about a little over a meter or a yard in radius, so you know, 6 feet across or so, and about 3 feet tall from end to end. In order to build a ramp to roll those up, you would have to have a really, really long ramp so that it had a shallow enough slope to do this. Sean's question was, well, you know, we ought to be able to do the math. Let's do the math on this. And so this delighted me because, you know, this surprised me in this kind of straightforward physics problem, this rote physics problem that we always have to do in class, turned out to be kind of applicable to this neat, unusual scenario. And so we did the math, and we found out that, no, actually, if you're going to go ahead and push this up by hand, a dangerous predicament to be in, that you would really have to, you know, you could only fit two or three people side by side to try to push this up a ramp. And so, sure enough, you'd have to have a really long ramp with a really shallow angle to do this. But we found that, you know, if you used a lever, that would make it easier. That'd still be kind of dangerous because you're still trying to push this thing, push this giant multi-ton cylinder up a ramp. That's not a good place to be in. But we also knew that other people have figured this out already. So loggers do this routinely, and sailors do this routinely. You just use a rope. You wrap the rope around the cylinder, and you pull it from the top. So as the rope kind of unwraps around the cylinder rotates. So you're kind of pulling it from the top. That math, the physics, was quite simple. We found that just a team of about a dozen individuals could pull these cylinders up a ramp. The ramp didn't have to be that long.